This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 15 for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market is higher Thursday morning, largely due to rising crude oil prices. High temperatures approaching 30 degrees Celsius, along with some rainfall, are expected for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today. Meanwhile, southern Manitoba is expected to be cooler and sunnier. Crude oil is rallying to start Thursday after the International Energy Agency boosted its forecast for global demand growth this year. Meanwhile, soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while European rapeseed is mixed. The Canadian dollar continued to make gains against the U.S. greenback by one quarter of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $6.40 per ton to $862.40. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans are all in the black on Thursday, as weather concerns and speculation over Friday's USDA supply-demand estimates provide support to the markets. The immediate 7-day forecast is showing hot and dry conditions for the Western Corn Belt, which could negatively impact average yields already projected to be on the decline. Afterwards, rain could come later this month. The European Union's corn crop is projected to be at 55 million tons, more than 10 million less than last year due to wildfires and drought in Western Europe. The average trade estimate for worldwide corn stocks are 310 million tons, 2 million less than last year. The September corn contract is up 6 cents US per bushel to $6.27. Wheat prices are increasing by the double digits as the USDA is expected to make a lower revision to average wheat yields due to hot and dry weather in Montana and South Dakota. However, 800,000 tons of wheat are expected to be added to world wheat carryout on tomorrow's USDA report. Potential wheat shipments from Ukraine could put pressure on prices. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 19 cents US per bushel to $8.19. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 18 cents US to $8.91. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 11 cents US to $9.17. Soybeans are also at the mercy of the weather and lower revised average yields by the USDA. However, the average trade estimates for worldwide soybean stocks are 99.5 million tons, more than 10 million higher than last year. U.S. weekly export sales are estimated at 200,000 to 900,000 tons of beans, 125,000 to 525,000 tons of soy meal, and 0 to 22,000 tons for soy oil. The August soybean contract is up 29 cents U.S. per bushel to $17.18. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 11th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.